Dear Madani children, today we will tell you an interesting story. Name of the story is The Wise Bird. Once upon a time, a hunter lived in a village. Every day, he used to feed himself and his family by hunting. One day, what happened is that when the hunter went towards the jungle to hunt, he saw an extremely beautiful and unique bird flying in the air. Such beautiful and unique bird was mouth-watering for the hunter. He thought to himself that, if I get hold of this beautiful and unique bird somehow, then I will sell it at a really expensive price in the market and earn a lot of money. After thinking that, as soon as the hunter laid his trap for the hunt with extreme care and caution, then the beautiful bird was trapped in it. Looking at the bird being trapped, the hunter became extremely happy upon his achievement. Moreover, he started planning to sell that bird in his heart. In order to escape from the net, the bird started fluttering all around. Despite all the efforts, when the bird was unable to escape, and she could not see any way of getting out of the net, then instead of being disappointed, she looked at the hunter in an extremely satisfied manner and said to him,
"Oh, intelligent and noble person, at least just listen to me. You will get no benefit out of catching a small and tiny bird like me. Because even if you slaughter me, then what would you do with the little bit of meat of mine and my weak and delicate bones? And even if you sell me in the market, then how much money will you get? But if you listen to me and free me from this trap, then in return of this, I will give you such precious and unique 3 pieces of advice which will always be useful to you. The first piece of advice out of them, I will tell you while sitting on your hand. And that piece of advice will be such that listening to it will make you overjoyed. And second piece of advice I will give you while sitting on the wall, which again will be very useful and a great piece of advice for you. And then the third and the last piece of advice I will tell you while sitting on the branch of the tree. Therefore, as you are an intelligent person, you should now free me and earn a lot of fame and popularity in this world by acting upon these 3 pieces of advice."
The hunter listened to this offer of the bird. He thought about it for a little while and then accepted her offer. And then he opened up the net. As soon as the net was opened, the bird came and sat on the hand of the hunter. Giving him the first piece of advice, she said,
"Something that is impossible, never believe in it, no matter who tells you that."
After saying this, the bird flew straight away and sat on the wall as per her promise. She told him the second piece of advice from there.
"Never be sad and distressed upon something that happened in past. There is such precious pearl of 10 gram in this extremely tiny body of mine that you cannot find anywhere else in this world. Having this precious pearl, you and your family could have spent an extremely luxurious and great life. But I feel sorry for you. By freeing me up, you have lost this great, unique and precious pearl forever."
As soon as the hunter listened to this, he started crying uncontrollably. It looked as if any of his relatives have passed away. As he was crying, he would take a deep sigh and say,
"Oh no! Oh no! I've been ruined! I've been destroyed! What have I done? I'm a foolish person! I've lost the treasure I found! Why did I free up such unique bird?"
When the hunter finished crying and mourning, then the bird addressed him and said,
"Oh foolish and ignorant hunter! I had already given you the piece of advice that do not be sad and distressed over a past matter. So when we had already discussed this, then what's the point of being sad over it? And yes, Oh, foolish hunter, you did not listen to my first piece of advice carefully either. Didn't I tell you that never believe in something that is impossible, no matter what it may be? Now, use your intellect and have a look. Even entire tiny body of mine does not weigh more than 10 grams. So how come my body can contain a pearl weighing 10 grams?
Indeed, what you are saying is right. Oh, small and tiny bird, at least tell me the third piece of advice.
Well, you haven't even acted upon the first two pieces of advice of mine. So why do you want the third piece of advice? That precious piece of advice is not for a foolish person like you.
Having said this, the bird flew off instantly, and the hunter just kept looking at her. Dear Madani children, did you see that the tiny and small bird succeeded in saving her life from the hunter due to her wisdom and intelligence? What we learn from this story is that intelligence is a great reward from Allah Almighty. It is useful to use your intelligence on time. And advising a foolish and ignorant person is like sowing seeds in a barren, meaning useless, land. Wisdom and intellect. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the most generous and kind, peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated that wisdom is a lost treasure of a believer. Therefore, wherever a believer finds it, that's where he's most deserving of it.